This is Dr. Olivero dictating for June 12, 2024. The name of the patient is Michael Robinson. First name, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N.
This is the number one. The patient has chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. He has remained with a serum creatinine that is 2, and the estimated GFR is 39. The patient has a normal albumin. The serum electrolytes are with the normal limits. There is no evidence of anemia. The patient doesn't have further deterioration of the kidney function, and still we have pending the determination of the albumin creatinine ratio as well as the protein creatinine ratio. We are going to emphasize to these patients the need to get this test done in order to complete the assessment. The patient is asymptomatic. He's feeling well. Following number, hypertension. This hypertension is probably part of the kidney disease, and we neglected to mention that this kidney disease is secondary to the administration of lithium for more than 15 years. Whether the patient has interstitial nephritis versus glomerulopathy, the most likely situation is the former rather than the latter. When we check the blood pressure at this visit, we did it 2 times, and the diastolic was always elevated. The latest one was 130 over 90. In interviewing the patient, we found out that he likes salt. There is no evidence of peripheral edema. For the time being, we are going to use benazepril amlodipine 10-2.5, one tablet POBID. But it is our impression that he is going to need a diuretic if he continues to use salt. The patient was advised to follow a low salt diet and to go more into a plant-based diet. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. He smokes a pack of cigarettes and has been doing so for many years. There is no evidence of exacerbation and no evidence of the compensation at this point. Following number, the patient has vitamin D deficiency that is supplemented. We invested 7 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, and in the face-to-face and evaluation of the case, 25 minutes, and the documentation, 7 minutes.